You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
As we've been talking about to start the show today, you know that the Browns' 2014 draft picks are all in, along with all the talented free agents that Ray Farmer brought in. Bottom line in all this is you've got to see them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the very best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Browns season tickets. I got to believe they're going to be very, very hot items, and you got to make sure you're right in step. Visit clevelandbrowns.com, the terrific website. It's been restyled, and it looks fabulous. Check it out and get your Browns tickets, season tickets, clevelandbrowns.com, or you could call right here to the offices in Berea, 440-824-3434 today. So great to have you all along. Michael Regai, enjoying your company. Hanford Dixon, the top dog, is here as Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura continue to enjoy their time off this week. We've been lining up the Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day for you as we kind of just got into to open up the show. And a very hot topic, of course. It's a huge day, along with our conversations with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As we know, of course, it's NBA draft day today with the Cleveland Cavaliers at the forefront of that. And also World Cup action continuing to go on. And dog, as far as that goes, as we know, the red, white, and blue in action today. And we've just been told by Jason Gibbs, our producer, that Germany has just gotten on the board. So Germany leads the United States 1-0, about the 55th minute. And we know the United States, if not a win, then a draw today would get them to continue on in World Cup play. Have you been following the World Cup at all?
I have. I mean, yeah. I think everyone has been following it, especially when you have the U.S. that's in action. And we're down now, but I see those guys coming back because they really and truly want this one. And I don't think it's going to be a tie. I think we're going to win this thing.
They've shown that capability to be a squad that is able to get the equalizer when they've fallen down. And football.
Mike, football. You have to be in shape. I mean, you have to be in
like
shape.
That?
Just full, I mean, just constant action going on out there.
You know,
no pads. No pads.
No, and they hit too. There's contact, no question about that. So Germany on top, 1-0. Still time, of course, for the United States to rally up, get the equalizer, and if not win, as I said, kind of with a draw, and get that 1 point needed to move on. Great to have you along here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford, our Ohio business machine, hot topics of the day. That involves you. We just heard from Hanford and part of his draft day experience way back in 1981.
What do you mean way back?
Just a couple years ago.
Okay, I'll take that.
It's our dog. I got it. Seriously, you have aged like a very mellow, fine wine, and I mean that now.
Thank you, partner.
You continue. You truly have continued to get better as the calendar has continued to move on from year to year. It's got to feel good. You take care of yourself. You keep yourself. You know, we got to keep our minds sharp, right?
We have to keep challenging
ourselves.
I mean, we have to. We have to do things to stay young, as we say. And I feel pretty good. I try to work out and I just picture myself doing this time because I say it's training camp time. Have to get ready for training camp.
You've got to get ready. There you go.
And no, I'm not going to training camp, but in my mind I can say that, can I? If
of
it works.
You can.
Yeah.
But, Come on now. You can't ever give that up.
It's funny because when people see me, they'll say, you look like you could still play. And I said, yeah, 10 plays. Don't take me past 10, but if you put me in for 10, make sure you have that safety over top of me.
There you go. He could get in that press man cover. Rotation, Mike Pettine. He's ready to give you 10.
And I told someone, you don't have to worry about getting off the line of scrimmage because I'm not going to let you off because if you get off, I know I have to run behind you, and that I can't do.
Yeah. You'll be grabbing on to any type of cloth you could. All right, 216-578-0850, and also on Twitter, @Browns_daily. That's the way to get on board with us. We've got a lot to discuss over the course of up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Let's start out in North Royalton and welcome David to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, great. David. How are you?
Pretty good. If I had to pick my favorite draft, it'd have to be 2007 when they took Thomas and Quinn. I was real happy that they took Thomas, but I wanted Quinn because I felt like Quinn, he could be the guy. He could do this and get us to the playoffs and win. And when they traded up and they got there at 22nd, they took him. I got so excited. I was out in my backyard doing barrel rolls with my kids. It was the most incredible experience of my life. I couldn't believe it. Obviously, it didn't work out, but it was still one of my favorite moments as a Browns fan.
No, understood, David, and we appreciate that. And you know, Dog, right here on ESPN Cleveland, I believe our producer, Jason Gibbs, was with us. We were out doing a draft show that day, and it just the place absolutely erupted when the Browns, again, got back, and Phil Savage, the general manager at the time, took Brady Quinn, as Dave alluded to, after having the selection of Joe Thomas. So, you know, there's one that, you know, unfortunately, Quinn was selected to be the quarterback of the future, and that did not work out for the organization.
What a big disappointment he was. I mean, you know, I like Brady. I mean, I like him as a guy.
Nice young man.
You know, we all just had such high hopes for him here, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. But when you look at the other side of that coin, and you look at Joe Thomas, I mean, you know, what can you say? There's nothing to say. All you have to do is say his name, and that's fine. And not only that, what a nice young man. I mean, he's just he's my type of guy. You know, I'm a hunt fish guy too. So,
that's right.
But he's a pretty darn good football player. But Brady Quinn, just for some reason, he just couldn't take it to the next level. And there's guys like that have the great collegiate or college career, but when you're talking about taking it to the next level, they just can't seem to do that, and Brady Quinn was one of those guys.
You know, it's funny, Jim Donovan and I were talking about this on Monday. Hanford, you remember, of course, Charlie Weiss, who was with Bill Belichick for so long as his offensive coordinator in New England with the Patriots, and did a superb job with Tom Brady in that offense. Then he goes to Notre Dame, and back-to-back, though, Doc, he has Brady Quinn and Jimmy Clausen. And Charlie, because, you know, well-known around the NFL, was very outspoken about, you got to take my quarterbacks. Don't pass on Quinn. Don't pass on Clausen a couple years later. These guys are going to be big time in the NFL. And as we know, neither one of them have come out to be big time in the NFL. And I had a Notre Dame fan, when I brought that up the other day, kind of get mad at me and say, I'm not bashing Charlie. I like Charlie Weiss. I just said I think he's been one of the top innovative minds in as far as an OC that we've had in the NFL for the past 15 years. But all I'm trying to point out is he's supposed to. I admire him for that. He pushed his quarterbacks and told the NFL people, listen, my two guys here are going to be big time in the league. I know NFL quarterbacks. Well, it didn't work out for either Quinn or Clausen as of yet. Now, maybe later in their careers, I don't know. Maybe they get a rebirth. But, I do think there's something there with Charlie Weiss and that connection with those two quarterbacks.
Well, it's funny you mentioned those Notre Dame fans. I just have to laugh because, you know, they're passionate. I mean, they are passionate. And I just love having a good time with them. I mean, because and Golic, I just get on his nerves all the time because I talk about Quinn and he's just ready to fight you.
Is that right?
Over that. But and then I throw at him, you know, when Notre Dame was playing Alabama and the head coach. Don't come. He was hoping that Alabama wouldn't come out at halftime. Me being from the state of Alabama, we didn't care where Quinn was from.
Not at all.
He was a Cleveland Brown. He was drafted by the Cleveland Brown. Everyone was excited to have him, and we all wanted him to do well. We wanted him to be as good as Bernie Kosar or Tom Brady or somebody. It just didn't work out, and we wish him well right now, wherever he is. He's a great guy, but just not a quarterback.
We're delighted that you're jumping on with us. We're hoping that we're quarterbacking you in the right way today here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Reggie, Hanford Dixon in for Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. Let's swing over to Youngstown and keep our roll going and welcome Jack to the show. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, guys?
We're
hey,
great.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Hanford, I just want to tell you, you along with Brian Stiper, my two favorite Browns of all time.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. It's just good for me to be mentioned the same breath as Brian Sight.
Absolutely. I miss the 80s, and that's kind of what I'm calling about is I think, you know, it's time. We got these young cornerbacks. We got some real good ones, a good group of DBs, and I think it's time for the players to bring the dog pound back the way you guys did it in the 80s. You know, I think that, you know, the crowd fed off you guys. I think you fed off the crowd. And I think that's kind of gone away a little bit. And I think Joe Hayden is the guy to do it. You know, he's a good, promoter, marketer. He's with the social media and everything. And I think Hanford, you need to get with Joe and get him barking.
Well, you know what? I will. But I think Joe is doing a lot of barking. And I think he is developing that interaction with the fans as we did. I'll tell you this, Frank and I, when we come out of that, it used to be that tunnel.
Yep.
When we came out of that tunnel.
Oh, the dugout.
The dugout.
The stadium.
Yeah, yeah, that's the first thing we did. We went down to that dog pound, and we interact with the fans, or we call them the dog pounders, as we called them. And Michael, I remember, like, sometimes when I, sometimes you don't, I'm not going to say you don't feel like playing a game, but you have a little bit of a hard time getting up for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Until I hit that, come out of that tunnel, and I get down there to the other end of that stadium, and I get to those guys that are on the other end in that dog pound, and you talking about I am ready to go to war. That's just that feeling that we had, that interaction we had with the fans, that's closeness. And you know what? I kind of feel it coming back with this football team that we have right now. And again, I think it all starts with starting with guys like Joe Hayden and Thomas and those guys, and they're starting to pick it up. And I kind of feel that closeness with the fan because we need that. I mean, that interaction as far as the Browns fans and these Cleveland Browns players. So I think Joe is doing that right now.
I'm glad you brought that up because in one of our next segments here on the show today, we're going to get into that with you with regard to, and we mentioned it briefly yesterday, about the philosophy, the mantra you want to play with and how a culture needs to be changed, can be changed, how people have to buy in throughout an entire organization. We're going to get Hanford's thoughts on that coming up as the show progresses this afternoon, and yours as well. Again, we invite you to dialogue with us, 216-578-0850, and you MVP text clubbers on Twitter at 50352. And we know that that you've done that very, very well with us. You have the last couple of days, we've had some outstanding reaction from you on Twitter, and we'd like you to continue that as well with us today. Now, again, because it's NBA draft day, we're having a little bit of fun with you with regard to some of the whys and wherefores of drafts NFL-wise. We've had Hanford's experiences today. And when we get back, we're going to discuss this Browns draft core that just came in 2014, because we want to have a handle on exactly what this group could provide for this football team, because I think we're all pretty excited about it. It's a great diverse group.
I got another story when we
Ray
come
Farber's
back for
you
too. Yeah,
love your stories, man. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Reggie. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away. A lot more to come right here on this Thursday afternoon. Give it to him, dog.